Shenandoah back here at Green Egg Fieldhouse. Both teams on the ice and set for action here in the second period. The Warriors will have an 8-second power play here to begin the second period of play. And the faceoff at center ice grabbed by West, and they will send it in deep behind the East. Net slides all the way around to the far boards. Held in by the Warriors, Zach Peterson. Centering fast, deflects off a stick out to the point. Warriors center in front, knocked away, and a nice shot by Landon Diddle, diving to clear it for East. The penalty is over. Lumberjacks back to full strength. So once again, they are able to kill off the first penalty here tonight. The penalty killers remain perfect for the Lumberjacks so far this season. East is going to try to send it in as they cross the red line. Romanski has the puck knocked up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 1-0 Warriors. Faceoff's going to come to center ice. Ben Feck taking the draw against Kevin Conley. West will win it and send it in deep. Romanski trying to get it for West, for East now. Holcomb has it. Holcomb tries to clear it. It's held in by Conley. Walks it in. Shoots. Goes high and well over the net. And then up and out of play. Conley got way too much elevation on that shot. And it goes well out of play. And we get a whistle. Conley kept that puck in the zone, though, by grabbing it out of midair and knocking it down with his stick as he's tried to clear it. Faceoff comes out of the zone. Warriors will carry it in again. Conley, deking, looking, pass it over to the other point. There's a shot that got through. Corbett to save the rebound, knocked to the corner. Shot out from a point by Ben Filkowski. Lumberjacks trying to clear it, can't get it out. Conley's got it, poke checked away from him, back out to the point. Filkowski down to Conley again. Now sends it out to the point, but Filkowski wasn't ready. He comes out of the zone. West has to regroup. They're going to try to carry it in. Romanski takes it away. He's going to attack. Try to get behind the defense. Hope checked away. He stays with it, though, down into the corner where he's ridden hard into the boards. Puck comes around, and West looks to break it out. Held in at the point, though, by Piscula. He sends it in. That got through. And a save made by Winger. Now a penalty coming against the Warriors, and the Lumberjacks are getting a power play here. Going to be an interference call against West, and East will get their first power play opportunity of the night. Let's see who's going to the box for the Warriors here. It is going to be defenseman Ben Filkowski. So, East will have an opportunity with the man advantage here. And the faceoff sent down into the corner. Lumberjacks can't hold the zone, though. West knocks it out. Romanski's going to be pressured. Now Cravens will grab it. Cravens being pressured as well. West being very aggressive, shorthanded. And they're able to take the puck away. Now East will get it back and try to set up an attack. Cummings, he defends it back to his defenseman. Romanski's under pressure, needs to get rid of it. Now makes a nice move to get free. He's going to skate it ahead. Romanski across the red line. He'll send it in deep. Gabe McGinnity is going to try to chase it down to the corner. It's popped up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff will come to the right of West goaltender Sam Weger. 1:30 remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. They win the draw. Cummings sends it back to Feck at the blue line. Nearly knocked out, and then it's up and out of play into the netting. There's netting along the side boards here at Green Heck to keep the puck from flying up into the bleacher areas. Decent crowd here tonight, not full by any means. See if that changes whenever fans get here. Here's Feck, walks it in. His shot to the point is tipped up and out of play. Power play unit for the Lumberjacks out there is Ben Feck, Jack Knuckles, Austin Cummings, Andrew Daniel, and Landon Daniel. Conley comes out there on the penalty kill for the Warriors, along with Alex Gessler. We'll try to see who else is out there. Cummings with it in the corner for East. Sends it down low to Landon Daniel. Nobody there for East, though, in the corner. Warriors try to clear it. Comes out to the point, held in for a moment by Knuckles. Now Cummings will keep it in. It shoots on in for deflection, and Wieger's got to make a save on that. Deflected by Daniel in front. and then took a funny hop at the feet of Sam Wheater, and he was able to grab it and get a whistle. Face off to the left of Wheater this time. One by Landon Dino off to the point. Now we're in a bit of Feck. Tries a backdoor pass. Cummings can't handle it. He gets it back, though, gets it out to Knuckles at the point. Now over to Feck. One-time slap shot. That went wide. Cummings with it. Cummings in the corner, sideboards. Now he puts it at the net. That doesn't get through. West able to clear it the length of the ice. 44 seconds remaining in the man advantage. And now Corbett sends it out, but he doesn't get it out of the zone. West will send it in. Corbett directs it to the corner. And Feck will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Cross ice pass. Cummings will chip it in. That's going to be an icing call against East. He wasn't across the red line. That's just a mistake there. Cummings has got to be at least at the red line to take that long cross-ice pass from Feck in case that happens where it chips off his stick and in. Otherwise, it's an icing call, and the faceoff comes down in the East defensive zone. 25 seconds remaining in the penalty to the Warriors. Landon Dale takes the draw. One by one, the shot that goes wide from out on top. Short-handed Warriors keeping the pressure on. Comes in front, now cleared out of there, and here comes Gabe McGinnity back the other way. Taken away at center ice by the Warriors, they send it right back in. Jack Knuckles, he's going to be pressured by Zach Peterson. The penalty is just about over. Warriors are going to be at full strength here right now. Lumberjacks have control, looking to break it out, can't do it. West holds his own. Centering pass, that's deflected away by Feck. Lumberjacks need to get a change here. Comes out to the point. There's a shot at the flag up and out of play. The break for the Lumberjacks right there. Not only do they get a whistle, but the faceoff will come out of the zone. On the hard shot from the point by West, it's deflected up and out of play. 13:09 to play, second period, 1-0. Wausau West with the lead. Game one of the Marathon Cup here tonight from Greenheck. Thanks, so I'm Eric Schumacher out there to take a draw for East. Out there with Austin Cummings and Cody Krasowski. There's a shot by the Warriors. Glove save made by Corbett on the shot by Adam Parcells. And we get another whistle. Krasowski, Cummings, and Schumacher, the third line for the Lumberjacks. Cravens is out there on defense with Nick Piscula. Warriors send the faceoff to the near boards. Parcells throws it in front. And there was a man in front, that was Drew Pearson, but he couldn't get a stick on it. He's looking to cut it, there's a deflected puck, didn't get through. Raymond's trying to dig it down in the corner. Schumacher goes down there to help him, centering pass. West couldn't get a stick on this. Krasowski tries to clear it and does to center ice. Warriors come back into the zone, there's a shot. Corbett deflects that to the backboards. Centering pass again, Corbett gets a stick on that. It comes out to the high slot, shot! Oh, big leg save made by Corbett there to the near boards. West keeping the pressure on, though. Battle along the boards for it. Schumacher trying to dig it out of there. Now Piscula's got it. He's going to skate it ahead. Piscula gets it out of the zone. Taking off the puck at center ice. Warriors send it back to their defenseman. They're going to look to attack behind the defense. Here they come. Shot. And that's a goal. That's a goes wide by the Warriors. Missing on that one was Alex Filkowski. West has it. Walking in from the point. Shot. Off the pipe. Rebound is in front. They can't get it out. You might have heard that one off the pipe. Parcells takes another shot, and Corbett gobbles that one up. Ian Corbett has just been outstanding in net the last five periods for the Lumberjacks. But that time, the Warriors kept the pressure on, and they hit the crossbar on a hard shot in the high slot. Still 1-0, faceoff coming to Corbett's left. West wins it, trying to carry it in front, knocked out of there, though, by Sam Romanski. Beck looks to clear off the glass, and he does. West needs to chase it down. The only time East has been able to get any real pressure offensively is when they were on the power play. Here comes West back into the zone again. Making a move, getting behind the defense. Shot! That goes wide. Big collision in front. Now we're going to get a penalty coming against, I believe, against the Warriors. They have control of it, and now East will touch it up and we'll get a whistle. We're going to get Romanski on an interference call in front of the net. He hammered one of the Warriors in front, and interference will be the call, I believe, against Romanski, or did they get Speck? I think it's Romanski. It is going to be Sam Romanski who will be called for interference as he took down one of the Warriors in front of the net. So So Wes will have a power play here with 11:28 to play second period. Penalty killers out there right now, Trevor Holcomb, Andrew Dale, Landon Dale, and Andy Cravens. Taking the draw for West is Logan Clement. Warriors win it, back to the point, Parcells. Zach Peterson back to Parcells out on top. They try back to a pass, shot, corner, another save. Centering pass, goes out to the point, big one-timer, he didn't get all of that one. Parcells spinned on it a little bit. There's another shot, Corbin, another save. Hard shot coming in by Metzinger, and Corbin up to the task. Three hard shots by the Warriors during that segment right there. And unable to get it past Ian Corbett. But they keep the pressure on here. And they win the draw, but he's able to clear it. Yes, comes out of the zone. West needs to tag up. Instead, offside is the call. Parcells tried to bring it back in the zone. So offside the call against the Warriors. Hockey brought to you in part tonight by the Bona Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Lumberjacks get a hold of that one and send it the length of the ice. And the Warriors have to retreat and set up their power play attack. Here they come. They're going to pass ahead, carrying it in the zone. Justin Zahn. Zahn stops along the side boards on the far side. Cravens goes out there to attack, and he gets it to the point. Metzinger to Parcells. Parcells tries to backdoor pass. That goes too far into the corner. Warriors still control it. Metzinger to Parcells. Wides up. Shoots. The rebound is in front. Corbin, another save. And the man in front, Clement, couldn't get it. It went wide. West still controls it. Clement has it to Peterson. Peterson leaves it for Parcells. Now, Peterson gets it back. Shoots. Corbett the same. And the goal on the rebound. He couldn't corral the rebound this time. And putting it in for the Warriors was Logan Clement. And it's 2-0. While they keep pressure like that on, it's only a matter of time until Corbett gives up a rebound. He did right there, and Clement was ready to jump on it, and he did, and it's 2-0 West on the power play goal from Logan Clement. Adam Parcells will get an assist on that, and the faceoff will come out to center ice. 10:21 to play here, second period, 2-0 Warriors. Faceoff goes back to the West defenseman, and that will set up the attack once again. Puck flies all the way around the east end again to the far corner. Holcomb will try to run it down. Grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles skates it behind his own net. Knuckles looks to flick it ahead at center ice. Now he gets behind the defense. Knuckles carries it in centering fast. He's got McGinnity. He couldn't get a shot away. Actually, he did. It rolled in, and Wiegert made the glove save on that, and we get a whistle. Knuckles made a nifty little move to get free. They got it into the zone. Tried to get it past to McGinnity, who was crashing the net. And the puck did roll in on Wiegert, who got the whistle. 9:55 to play second period. Faceoff comes out to the blue line and out of the zone. Holcomb will flick it back, and it back in. Now West will look to attack. And the puck was tipped, so they wave off icing. Romanski's got to chase it down. He's being harassed. Warriors will grab control of it. Conley gets taken off the puck, comes out to the point. Parcells. Shot blocked by Speck, who lost his stick. Another shot, and Corbin makes the save, and we get a whistle. Another big shot from out on top by the Warriors, and Corbin makes the leg save on it. Ben Feck takes the draw against Kevin Conley. Puck grabbed by East. Can they clear it? No, held in by Parcells. Now it comes, did it come out of his own? No, apparently not. Holcomb will skate it behind his own net, send it to Romanski. Romanski back behind the net to Holcomb. He's supposed to break it out. Sends it off the back of the official. It does go out of the zone, back to the other end. Warriors will chase it down behind their own net. Beck got it knocked down there for a moment. Now it's Andrew Daniel in on the forecheck. Warriors look to break it out, and here they come. Conley's going to skate it ahead, backhanded pass ahead, into the zone. Big slapper. Corbett to save. The rebound is there. He blocked that as well. Conley's got the puck on a big slap shot from Cale Pullman. Conley turns, shoots, that went wide. The school is trying to get a hold of it. He gets knocked off the puck. Battle along the glass and the boards. Warriors came out of there with it for a moment. Now Ben Feck's got it. Feck looking. Now he's just going to throw it the length of the ice. Is it on net? No, that'll be an icing call against East. He tried to put it on net, the length of the ice, but it had a little English on it, and it went wide, and we get the icing call against the Lumberjacks. Still, we come tonight, DC Empress and Mosley in two of our doubleheader here. Coming up during our second intermission in this game, we'll hear from West Head coach Pete Susan. And it's going to be Andrew Daniel to take this face off against Sam Redens for the Warriors. There's a shot. Corbett makes a save on that, and we get another whistle. Corbett's going to have a ton of saves again here tonight as the Warriors just keep putting the pressure on. They just keep throwing the puck at the net, and it keeps getting through. Faceoff is loose. The school grabs it, sends it along the boards to Andrew Daniel. Daniel looks to break it out. Cross-ice pass. He's got Cummings streaking ahead. Cummings will knock it down deep and give chase behind the left net. Cummings gets taken down. Now the Warriors look to break it out. Stopped at center ice from that attack. Craven sends it to the near boards. Warriors send it in deep, though. The school has got to chase that down, though Cravens gets there first. Cravens flicks the puck ahead. Warriors step up, pinch up, and hold it in. Now it's Landon Dale behind his own net, sends it around the boards, and out. West needs to regroup. And now we're going to get it. Oh, they let that go. Inadvertent trip. Lumberjack stick got caught in a skate. Lucky they didn't call that. Pucks it back the other way behind the West net. It wasn't intentional, but one of the Warriors went down on a trip. They let it go. Into the zone. East is able to clear it. Did they clear it? Apparently not. West holds the zone. Puck comes out to the blue line again, dumped in deep. Now the puck takes a weird bounce, comes in on net. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. Here comes Gabe McKinnity. He skates it out. McKinnity across the red line will send it in behind the West net. Warriors look to break it out. This is like a one and done in basketball. Very few second shots for the Lumberjacks. Warriors control it down in the corner. Centering pass knocked away by Jack Knuckles for a moment. Now West gets it back. They get a shot in the slot. That goes way high off the stick of Justin Zada. He was camping in the slot waiting for a pass. They got in the puck, and he shot it high. Puck comes out to center ice. Warriors will send it back in. The big checks going on now out there. Puck comes along the near boards. Warriors get it in. They send it out in front. Moravsky tried to catch that one, and instead it flipped in on net, and Corbett had to dive on it to get the whistle. 6:42 to play here, second period, 2-0, Wausau West with the lead. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. And the faceoff, Landon Dale taking it against Justin Anderson. Warriors control it, shot, that's blocked, went off of Landon Dale's leg. Now it's grabbed by Pascula, sends it behind his own net. Cravens. Gets it out. Now it's Landon Daniel off the near boards and out of the zone by Andrew Daniel. West chases it down at center ice and will look to attack again. Here they come. Into the zone. They are relentless. There's a check at center ice by Landon Daniel. Shot. Corbett the save. It's in front. Corbett's down and he can't get up and they can't see it. And Warriors will score again. Corbett was down on his knees and nobody could seem to find the puck. The Lumberjacks had people there. But the Warriors got to the puck first. I didn't see him pop that one in. We'll get the scoring between periods, but it is now 3-0 Warriors as they get a goal here on the rebound. Faceoff will come at center ice. It's just a relentless Wausau West attack. They just keep coming. You get no chance to rest. And here they come again. Conley carries it in. He's got a man with him. His pass is knocked away, though. Here come the Lumberjacks back the other way. Gabe McKinnity carries it in. He shoots. Wieger directs that one to the corner. Lumberjacks send it behind the left net over to the opposite corner. Jack Knuckles will try to chase it down there. He does. Tries to center it. It's grabbed by Conley. He's going to skate it ahead. Here comes Kevin Conley. Tries to pass it ahead. It does. Warriors come in. Conley behind the defense shoots and scores. Backhander top shelf for Kevin Conley, and it's 4-0. And this game could get out of hand quickly here as the Warriors, smelling blood in the water, going for it right there. Nifty backhand top shelf shot by Kevin Conley right there. And this is just fatigue, I think, getting to the Lumberjacks now. Their legs just don't have the spring in them. The Warriors are outskating them here in this last few minutes. And they lead it here now 4-0. Warriors send it ahead. Urbanski sends it back the other way. West will dump it in deep to the corner. Run down by Urbanski. He tries to clear it. It's grabbed by Holcomb. Holcomb sends it off the near boards. Out to the point held in by the Warriors. They send it in. Slides to the back boards. Holcomb backhands it. West trying to control it. They've got a man in. That's Zach Peterson. Peterson with it. Out to the point. Now they get it to the opposite side. Kokowski takes a shot. Corbett to save. The puck in front. They can't clear it. Shot to flex to the corner. Warriors keep the pressure on. Zach Peterson in the corner with it. Peterson backhands it down into the corner again where it's grabbed for a moment by Nick Teschel out there for a shift for West. Now the Lumberjacks will grab it. Andrew Daniel's going to skate it ahead. Daniel off to center ice. Tries to backhand it in deep. Couldn't get it in. Now he does carry it in. Can he get a shot away? He does, but not much on it. That's stopped by the defense. Now to flex down into the corner. West clears the zone, and here they come again. They get a pass on the back door. Shot, Corbett to save. That's the flex to the corner on the shot by Christian Bardison. Puck loose in the corner, sent over now to the near boards. Kennedy with a big check. Romanski grabs it, sends it over to the opposite side. And out of the zone. Chased down by West at center ice. That's Ben Filkowski. Pass at center ice. Grabbed by Feck. Feck carries it across center ice. Into the zone. Offside is going to be the call against East. I think that was McGinnity who got in early. And offside the call. 4:02 to play here. Second period. Warriors leading 4-0. Three goals here in the second period for Wausau West. Beck wins that faceoff, tries to carry it in, can't. Now shot put on net by Knuckles that went just wide. He has it. They try a shot, tough angle, backhanded shot that comes out of the zone on the deflection. Lumberjacks try to send it in deep. It goes off a body and stays at center ice. Warriors have it. Now they'll send it back to their defenseman and set up the attack. Pass ahead. And they get in behind the defense again. Centering pass and a shot. Backhander that went wide. And over to the near boards. Man in front again. There's a redirect. Penalty coming. That's going to be against the Lumberjacks. That's going to be Cravens again. He's going to go to the box. It's going to be a charging call against Andy Cravens as he dumped Nick Snow down. So charging the call on Cravens, who goes to the penalty box. 3:26 to play here. Second period. The Warriors with a power play opportunity. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. And the faceoff won by West comes out to the blue line. Held in. Metzinger out there with Parcells. They get it down low. Justin Anderson back out to Metzinger. Over to Parcells, opposite point. Parcells. Back to Metzinger. Wise shoots. No, that didn't get through. He switched to clear. Can they get it out? Not yet. Warriors hold the zone. Anderson with it. Anderson walks it in. Centering pass one-timer. No, Anderson was right near the crease for the rebound, but it went wide. Now he's able to clear the zone the length of the ice. Warriors will chase it down. Parcells will grab it behind his own net. And send the pass ahead. It's too far. Now it's grabbed and sent in by Justin Anderson behind the East net. Battle for it there. Anderson gets it back. Anderson circles behind the net, sends it out to the point. Messinger over to Parcells. He winds up, slap shot. And Corbett made a save on that to the corner. Now broken stick, and Anderson had to skate off. That allowed East to clear the zone with 48 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Here comes West back the other way. They send it ahead into the zone. Cale Bowman, Bowman looking. Skating behind the net, centering pass deflected by Romanski. Bowman gets it back, and he tries to get it off to Alex Gessler. Now it comes out to the point. Parcells walks it in. Gessler shoots back door, and Corbett knocks that away. Tried to get a backdoor pass there to Bowman on the other side. Metzger will backhand it in deep. 15 seconds remaining in the man advantage. He can't clear the zone. Warriors in the slot. There's a shot that goes over the top by Conley. West controlling it again. It's in front. and that went wide. Corbett just got a piece of that as Conley tried to knock in a rebound. Penalty is over. Lumberjacks back to full strength. West still in the zone with it. They try to pass it down low to Conley. Comes to the corner where it's grabbed by Gessler. Conley gets it back. Dangerous with the puck. Stick Hanley behind the net. Gessler shoots. That deflects off a leg behind the net. Conley gets it back. Veteran pass. High shot. Dan Corbett with the save. Now he covers it up. Hard shot from the high slot by Cale Bowman. Corbett able to make the save and then dove on it to get a whistle. 58 seconds remaining in the second period. Warriors leading 4-0. Then Feck will take the faceoff for East. Let's see who that is out there for the Warriors. West wins the draw. It comes down in the corner. Centering pass, one-timer near the crease by Logan Clement. Didn't get all of that. Puck comes to the near boards. Lumberjacks trying to clear it, and it's still in the zone. Now East will clear it out to center ice. Actually going to go the length of the ice. It's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. And with 37 seconds to go in the period, the faceoff will come back down in the East defensive zone. Lumberjack hockey brought to you in part by Devoney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See Devoney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DevoneyOrthodontics.com. Face off to the corner. Frankfurt will grab it, send it high up the glass, but not out of the zone. It's held in at the blue line. And now we get a whistle. It's going to be a hand pass by Wausau West. So the faceoff will come out of the zone with 31 seconds. Actually, it's going to go all the way down to the other end, where the faceoff will give East a chance for something on the offensive side here. Haven't been able to create much offense tonight against this Warrior squad. Derek Schumacher takes the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Won by West again, Logan Clement. He's able to hold the zone, though. It slides behind the West net. Comes to the far boards, and here comes West out of the zone. Cravens is going to stop that attack at center ice. Now a long cross-ice pass, and into the zone again. Justin Zahn, centering pass. That's blocked by one of the Lumberjacks, the school, I think. And East able to clear it. It's going to go the length of the ice. And it's going to be an icing call with 2 seconds remaining in the period. We'll get one more face-off. Wiegert's going to skate off the ice. And West will get an extra skater on here as they try to get a quick goal off the face-off. East has got to be careful here. Tie up the man with the face-off. Landon Dale taking the draw, and he does. And the period will come to an end. Well, 3 goals in the period for Wausau West, and they lead it here by a score of 4-0. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from West head coach Pete Susans. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Marathon Cup Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.